Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by. You folks out there know Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Podcasts, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests. We have a fantastic young man on the show today. He began his career at Texas Tech. He finished it with the Tulane Green Wave. And when you think about potent running back, big play guy, it's none other than Corey Dolphin. And this kid, 7 yards per carry average. And that's, just when he gets the ball, something fun's going to happen. But Corey, you were down at the CGS. That's a fantastic opportunity. You got to meet with those scouts. But with that said, how's this afternoon treating you?
Oh, it's treating me great, man. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be on your podcast. It's great.
And for you, we're just talking right before we went live. You know, you're saying that you're down at GLS in New Orleans. You're training. You're 100%. What's it like just being back into the groove of getting ready for Pro Day and all the things that have come with just being in this position as you head towards this draft in April?
It's feeling great, you know. Just been working hard and everything and getting ready for Pro Day and all. And I would say I am feeling better than ever. Like, I'm happy that I got with a great training staff, and it's just been going great for me, and I'm feeling way good. I feel faster. I didn't gain some weight, and so it's great.
Awesome. What's your current weight right now?
207.
Nice. Is that about 8?
I want to get to 210.
Okay. Yeah. What was your playing weight? Right around 200?
My playing weight was around about 200, 196, 197.
Okay.
Seven-ish.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Cool. And Corey, isn't it fantastic? I mean, all the guys that come on the show, most of you guys are at these elite facilities. And just like you said, GLS, you're going through the motions every day, but, I mean, you're getting bigger, but you're, you know, faster and stronger, but yet, you know, everything's working out in proportion. Did you believe you could ever feel this good?
No, I never saw myself, you know, seeing myself this good and seeing this side of myself.
Awesome. Now, you are a big play guy. When you get that ball in your hands, you're something special to watch. I'm curious, as a young kid growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, football, were you the young kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
Actually, no.
Wow.
Pop Warner, yeah. It's crazy. Pop Warner, my first time playing Pop Warner, it was around, it was junior Pee Wee. It was around like, he was around like 10-ish, 9-ish, whatever the age group was. But my first time, I was playing O-lineman. And then the next year I played, I was O-line. And then the next year I played, they had me at all type of positions. I was at cornerback, running back, fullback. I even played quarterback.
Wow. So now I'm curious. One, I would have lost a lot of money because I would have bet everything that you were the kid scoring every single time you got, you know, basically, you know, Corey to the left, Corey to the right, Corey for 6.
Oh, nah.
So when did you kind of start? Yeah. I would have lost money on you. But hey, when did you begin to carve out the niche, Corey, as this fantastic running back? I mean, when did you kind of really settle into that position and take off?
Man, okay, so the story is, it was my seventh grade year, and it was a two-point conversion, and my coach put me in at fullback. And so it was a fullback dive play. I got the ball, and it was just like – it was so fast that I scored. Everybody didn't know that I scored. And so my coach at the time, my seventh grade coach, he was like, man, I didn't know you was this fast. I didn't know you can carry the ball like this. He was so shocked. Like the whole time he always come up to me before I go to class and PE and whatever. He'd be like, man, I never knew this, like you were so fast. And the running back at the time, he got moved up to play A grade, to play with the A graders, and then I was the starting running back. And then that's when everything just went right for me. That's when I started being the back that was scoring four or five times a game.
There, finally, we finally get to that point of the show. Now, I knew it was coming. There had to be a point somewhere because you're dynamic. Once again, the standout Tulane running back, Corey Dolphin, here on the C2P Talk a Little NFL Draft. You know, Corey, and I was looking through your numbers. Because, I mean, you average 7 yards per carry, which is just crazy. I don't care what level of college football, anyone who gets 7 yards per carry, that's just crazy. But I was looking.
Yeah.
You had 200-yard games. And I believe two times in your career when you got 15-plus carries, those resulted in 100-yard carries. So I think it's fair enough to say if they keep feeding you, you get even more productive. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And so, I mean, you're fresh. Now, I mean, you were down at the CGS. You were able to partake in that week in Fort Worth and talk with scouts. What was it like for you just to sit across the table from them and just let them know who you are as a man, not just a player?
It was great, you know, because not only did it help me out, but it also helped me with a lot of things, like just by describing myself. You know, it's never a point where I always was a person to describe myself, because people already, you know me. So for me to describe myself to them and tell my story to them so they can know me as a person was great.
Nice. Any positive feedback? I mean, I know they're not going to just, you know, give you praise and just, you know, they're not there to do that. But any positive words that put a little pep in your step when you walked out of that conference room?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all of them, almost every scout that I didn't talk to, they all was just psyched about just my speed. That was really the big thing. It was like, man, you fast. And film and your stats shows, you know, it was more giving me, you know, praise and just making sure that I was okay, asking me how my Achilles was and things like that, and asking me, you know, what time I might run in the 40 and things like that. So that was great.
What do you think you might run in the 40?
I got faster, so I would give myself a 4.3, low 4.3.
Wow, that's crazy. Crazy to go that fast, man. That's God-given stuff, man. I mean, they're going to teach you the technique, but, I mean, just to get to that point, that's God-given speed.
Oh, yeah.
For you, it's so funny. I mean, you talked about your high school coach. It's just amazing that they never seen you run. They're playing you at fullback, and then all of a sudden the two-point conversion comes, and then we know. Now everybody knows about the Tulane speedster. I ask all the guys to come on our show, Corey. I mean, if you're in the film room, you know, scouts are breaking down tape of you, you're there, what do you think they're going to love about you in terms of what, besides the speed, what are other intangibles to that position that you think they're going to love?
Man, they gonna love just how aggressive I'm now. A lot of people overlook my aggressiveness. They always see the speed part, but they never see the aggressive side of me and going 100% every single play and every down, and every time I'm in the game, I'm always going 100%. So
fair enough. How about this one? I mean, anything go unnoticed? Maybe the system you ran into lane, they didn't throw you the ball more. Maybe you're a weight room warrior, team captain, film junkie. What other things do these teams need to know about that they might not have seen on tape or they don't see on tape?
Definitely my catching. I feel like I didn't get the ball thrown to me a lot. But I can catch, and I can, catch out of the backfield and get yards. I had one catch this season, and I went for, 6 yards. So, yeah.
And that's crazy. I just think, with your ability, you just think they would just use you in so many ways just to get you in open space and just watch you fly. But, hey, you know what? I'm sure a smart NFL team's going to do that when they put the ball in your hands. If they watch the tape, it's just one of those things. I don't know how you just can't get more touches. Outside of the game of football, what else do you love doing with life? What are some of your passions and hobbies?
I play the game from here and there, and I spend time with my daughter and my family. So that's the best time for me. That's all I really do.
And I believe I saw her. I think I saw her on Twitter. Zoe?
Yeah, Zoe. Uh-huh.
Yeah. She's adorable. I showed her picture. I showed my wife, and the first thing she said, she goes, "Oh, my God, look at those cheeks." So,
very, oh, yeah.
she's a beautiful little girl. So, hey, man, we're almost out of time. We thank you. And, again, we just want to say we appreciate you sharing because we know you're a busy man. But before we let you go, we do like to have a little fun. We call it three and out. Just a couple lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now, we mentioned your daughter, Zoe. What's her favorite TV show? Or maybe not her favorite TV show, but when you guys are watching some shows on television or maybe on the iPad or something like that, what's that children's song that you usually sing word for word with her when that comes on?
The Sesame Street with Ammo.
Yeah, I love it.
I think
exactly.
It's the letter of the day. And it's the letter of the day. It gets me all the time. I catch myself singing it every time. Even in workouts, I catch myself singing it.
I love it. How about this one? Coach Willie Fritz, did he have any pet peeves, any of those weird pet peeves? I mean, all coaches have them, but some weird thing that you guys might do in – something weird you guys might do in practice that would set him off?
Not really. I would say he definitely do not like you throwing the ball. That's one of his biggest things. Hand it whatever you go to, no matter what, you have to hand the ball off. That's one of the biggest things. If he see you toss the ball to anybody, he would get mad. So no tossing the ball. That's one of his biggest things.
Oh, great. And then the final one, my man, as this draft closes in on us, the weekend of the draft, I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends to wait your name to come off the board. But with that said, Corey, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate your next football journey?
Just with my family, my girlfriend and my daughter, it's going to be something, different from us. It's going to be another level. It's going to be a change of our life. So that would people, I would say. I live in New Orleans, so my people are from Texas, so it's kind of hard for them to travel off with the during this virus and everything and the coronavirus.
Yeah, I feel you there, man. It's been a weird time. But, hey, great career. And Corey, me and you have been bouncing off a couple of days trying to get this show locked down, but we finally did that. And with that said, man, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we just can't wait to see you do your thing.
Most definitely. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Corey Dolphin, the standout lane running back. And this kid has a ton of speed. And I love how he touched base on the aggressiveness. And that's why we love having these guys come on the show, because they just kind of get to express themselves a little bit more. And we find out a little bit more that they bring to the draft table. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.